The General Secretary of Ghana Federation of Labour, Abraham Kumsen, says the Federation has asked its members not to join the intended strike proposed by the TUC, describing the intended action as illegal. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Kumsen said the Federation is not in support of the price hikes in utilities, but it thinks a strike is not the only way to resolve such issues. He said the Federation is nevertheless dismayed by the way the TUC wants to use a strike to force government to reduce the tariffs. He spoke to George Ankara.
So you could say that if you look at the issues critically, you realize that we should rather direct our anger to the service providers, CCG, VRA, Gridco, Water Company, because they submit their charges to the PRC.
So, briefly, are you saying that workers under your umbrella would not go on strike on the 18th?
We will not. For what reason? Because we are working for employees. So what would be the reason? We don't just go on strike just for the sake of going on strike. For what? Those who can afford to go, they can go. I will never lead any workers group to go on strike. It will not make sense, and it will be irresponsible leadership if I should sanction such thing. It will never happen.
Are your workers supporting your position?
So far, even the engagement that the leadership has had with some of our rank and file members, it appears who is prepared to risk his or her job by embarking on this. They were asking us, have we sought permission from their employees to stay at home? I mean, so they're asking that, and we haven't done that. So it's not just a matter of calling, saying, go on strike. If you are not working, somebody who is not employed or somebody who is self-employed, that one, you can close down your company or office or whatever and go on strike. For even 1 month, you can be on strike. Nobody will deal with you. You are self-employed. And those who are not working too, they are over there. For them, they can hit the streets and do whatever they want to do. But not people who are employed by private people. And even before this hike came, their jobs were on the line. Almost every month, some of them are going home because of the challenges that the industry, you know, face. And so if you are going to go on strike, it will be a welcome news for the private companies who already have plans to lay off people. So we will not take that risk. If you see, don't have problem, okay, it's up to them. They will risk doing that. And when the members lose their jobs, they should send them back to go and work. And I know from about over 30 years experience in trade union practice, no trade union can compel an employer to re-engage or to re-employ a worker who has embarked on an illegal strike. You lose your job, and no law on earth can make any employer take you back.
General Secretary of the Ghana Federation of Labour, Abraham Kumsen.